It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Have you been watching any of the ladies curling?
Yeah.
Duh. It's a lot different than it used to be.
Why?
I don't know.
Tighter pants?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's a little bit it.
Younger? Or maybe they just look younger now than when we were kids.
I think that's what it is.
Way back in the 1990s, last century and 80s. You know, people looked older.
They did. That is true. It's very true.
It is.
Like my parents, I'm 40, and my parents at 40 looked a lot older than I looked at 40.
Yeah, for sure. Same with me at 41.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get to that a little bit later
on. We will. We will.
But I've also noticed, and you noticed this too, there's a trend among ladies now. What is with the gigantic glasses coming back?
Yeah, taking up over half their face.
Yeah,
Northern Ontario wearing all the matchy-matchy glasses.
They look like cast members of Golden Girls. They look like Estelle Getty.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the Golden Girls, they were quite young in that show, actually.
But again,
They looked older. Like, well, I thought Blanche was in her 80s getting it on like that, but she wasn't. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Sure, sure.
I hope to be getting it on in my 80s.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That would be, I don't like that visual at all, Evan.
Well, you're getting it, and you're going to have to accept it, Chad.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, these big glasses, like, and guys are wearing them, too.
The big, thick rim, big glasses.
Yeah.
Well, now it's just the wire rims more for ladies.
Right.
But guys wear the big chunkers.
Yeah, I can't do that because I see the rim.
The frames. Yeah, the frames.
That's all I see everywhere I look.
Yeah.
I already have trouble seeing enough. That's why I need glasses.
So that's you wear the contacts, don't you?
No.
I thought you wore contacts.
No. I don't wear the contacts. I can't touch my eyeball. What am I, a freak?
You know what? I've only put in contacts a few times. It's a difficult thing to do.
I can't even do eye drops.
What? What are you, a child?
Yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We're going to talk about a tip gone wrong here shortly.
Okay.
First, I want to talk about this. So they're releasing a movie for another video game, because why not? Borderlands. You know the video game Borderlands?
Yeah, okay. I've heard of it, yeah.
They're now releasing a movie. It's got an all-star cast in it. Cate Blanchett is in it. Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Jamie Lee Curtis. All in this big... enough with the video game movies.
Oh, this is like the new MCU.
It's just... And it's from the producers of Uncharted, Spider-Man, and Venom.
We watched Uncharted just on Monday, actually, with the kids. No, not a bad movie. It's essentially like the Goonies... meets National Treasure.
Eli Roth is the director of this one. So, I mean, it's got some, you know, it's got some star power behind it.
It does. That doesn't mean it's going to be good.
It's just pablum.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Let's talk Area 51, because we all know aliens have been at the Area 51 site for many, many years.
Oh, they've been living
since
there.
Since Roswell.
Yeah. They've been living there a long time.
Oh, yeah. That's what Area 51 is.
They're getting probed.
Now,
just like they probed people.
It's called comeuppance.
Sure.
Little karma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the CIA is denying that it's about alien activity.
Oh, that sounds like something the CIA would say.
Yeah, declassified documents now say that Area 51 does exist. It's actually the first time they've confirmed the existence of Area 51, CIA, even though it's very clearly there.
Yeah.
You can tell by all the people that are going to storm it, right?
Yeah, I was just going to reference that. It's like, yeah, so you guys are super upset that all these people are going to storm something that doesn't exist?
Yeah. But they now say that it is not about alien activity. It is, in fact, a test aerial site. So they use it to test aircraft. But again,
UFOs are aircraft.
This is not new knowledge, because the U-2 spy plane was created there during the Cold War, right? And everybody knew that it was created there. That wasn't a secret at all.
So they're not really saying anything.
No.
They haven't given up any information.
Nothing. But they just here's some crumbs. Here's something for you to chew on.
You're not getting the whole cookie.
No, we know aliens exist. Tom DeLonge of Blink-182 told us this.
And they even referenced all of his research.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'm telling you right now, we don't need to hear it from the CIA. We're already hearing it from Tom DeLonge.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Here's a story that showcases how we can go from the best of humanity to the worst of humanity.
Okay.
So this guy was going to a little diner called Mason Jar Cafe in Michigan, all right?
Yeah.
And it was after his friend's funeral, and he was feeling like he wanted to memorialize his friend and also make somebody's day.
Right.
Okay? So the waitress that was serving him on a $32 bill, he gave her a $10,000 tip.
What? Right.
Yeah, $10,000.
$10,000.
Because he wanted to make her day, and that's great. Right, he wanted to brighten someone's day.
That's going
to
make someone's year.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. So what she did is she actually decided, and this is another good thing. She says, I'm going to split the tip with everybody that's working.
Good for her.
So everybody working that day, there were eight of them. Yep. They got $1,600 each. She split it evenly.
Good for her.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice thing to do. Now, she's been fired.
What?
Here's why. Because it started drama at work. Because all of the people that weren't working that shift.
Oh, yeah. They thought that they deserved something, too.
They deserved part of that tip as well.
She could have kept all that money for herself.
She absolutely could have. Yes.
This makes me so mad.
She could have told nobody that she got that $10,000 tip and just walked away.
People are way too entitled. And it's getting worse and worse.
The entitlement of people is disgusting nowadays.
Yeah.
You weren't even working that shift.
It wasn't your shift. Or someone maybe like gave up their shift. Like, oh, I was supposed to work.
Tough.
You gave it up.
The cojones. The balls on some of these people.
That is awful.
I wouldn't have the guts to ask to say that to people. Well, you owe me part of that tip. I wouldn't have that in me.
That it's the same thing as a work lottery. If you don't put in,
yeah,
you deserve nothing.
Yeah.
You deserve $0 from that. Maybe I'll take you out for a nice steak sandwich.
Maybe.
But that would be it.
And if I did that, that would be awfully nice of me.
Absolutely.
But here's why I wouldn't. Because that person would say, well, that's it?
Yeah.
That's all you're doing for me?
Soup's not a meal.
How about I give you a kick in the ass? That's free.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So there's lots of new documentaries coming out here.
Yeah, sports documentaries.
Yeah.
Lots of good ones.
Yeah. So Netflix, they've teamed up with Montreal-based production company Attraction, and they have a documentary coming out that'll be based on the Montreal Expos. It's going to be based on them leaving Montreal.
Boy.
And how it continues to spark debate. This is 20 years after the fact.
What a brutal story the Montreal Expos are. Like, they're ending. They should have, had there not been a strike, there's a chance that the Expos would have carried on in Montreal.
Right. Well, and you got to think they're hoping to get another MLB team there because they are fixing the roof of Olympic Stadium.
And then there was talk for the longest time that Tampa and Montreal were going to share a baseball team. Remember that talk? And how they were going to have some games
in Tampa, some
games in Montreal?
Yeah.
That just wouldn't work. That wouldn't work. But they were 74-40. That was their record the year they were in first place.
Yeah.
The year that they went on strike.
Wait, was that 94? 94.
94. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's going to be a documentary coming out about them and the whole thing from like 1969 to when they left in 2004. So there'll be a documentary about that coming out soon.
Sweet. Also, there's going to be a documentary coming out about Rick Nature Boy Flair.
Woo!
Yes. The Rock has confirmed that he is part of the production team bringing this documentary to life. If you want an interesting cat, Ric Flair is it.
Ric Flair. Absolutely. He's seen it all.
Oh, he's got some screws loose, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to think after, like, going through the, well, back then, WWF and the wrestling ranks.
Right.
And when they didn't really give a damn about your health.
No.
They just cared about bringing in money.
Yeah.
Right, not that they really care, and I think they do now more. But all the stuff that he would have went through,
and
right?
Playing a character where it's all about spending money—that's his character, right? Like he's got all this money, but he didn't have all that money.
No,
and he went bankrupt. He had major addiction issues. So I think it'll be an awesome. Those wrestlers from that era—they're so interesting.
A lot of the wrestling documentaries, even if you're not really a fan of wrestling,
yeah,
worth watching.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Stats Canada has now released information about where we sit generationally in this country.
Okay.
For the first time in 65 years, the baby boomers are not the largest percentage of population. Now,
makes sense.
There are more millennials than baby boomers.
Really?
Yeah. So if you don't know what a baby boomer is, I do feel like I need to explain this now. Kids, the baby boomers are the ones that were born when everybody came home from World War II.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah.
When that's where that saying comes from, that generation.
That's right. When they came back from World War II, everybody was feeling a little
frisky.
Yeah. So they made babies. That's what happened.
Yep.
And in 1958, the baby boomer generation became the largest in Canada. But that's no more. Because as Evan
accurately
pointed out earlier in the show, they be dying.
Yeah.
Well, that happens.
That's what happens.
We're all dying.
That's true.
We're all dying.
One day at a time.
Yeah, that's right. We're here to brighten your day. The average age in Canada, Evan, is? Guess?
I'm going to guess like 45.
Close. The average age, Evan, is almost bang on exactly your age.
41.
83. No, I'm kidding. 41.6.
So June 9th of 82 is when I was born, and so that makes me 41 now.
Yeah.
February. So I'd be just over, actually.
Over 0.6.
Yeah.
So you're about 41.7, 41.8.
So now I'm on the downswing, right? I hit that top of that hill.
Yeah.
Just the other day.
Yeah.
You know, just a couple
What's
weeks
that
ago.
Like? I wouldn't know. I'm not even close to the average age.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm quite a bit younger.
And then I'm on my way down now. I've taken step down from the top of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
And I'm about to come crashing down horribly.
Just now?
Oh, no. It's been on its way for a long
time.
Just
don't break your hip on the way down.
Yeah, that's right.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Do you think as an adult it's acceptable to order a cheese pizza?
No, I do not.
You see adults ordering boneless wings. Those are just chicken nuggets.
That's true.
And they just add spice or sauce to them because they want to feel cool going out for wing night.
No, if you're
going
to get wings, get wings.
Get wings. That's right. It's like ribs, too. I mean, a boneless wing or ribs or dry ribs, I mean, they're
That's
good.
More acceptable.
They're a little bit more acceptable.
Sure.
But I think we need to make it more acceptable for adults to order cheese pizza. There are some specialty cheese pizzas that have multiple different cheeses on them and different kind of sauces. Maybe it's like a white sauce of some kind,
right,
Alfredo or something like that. Fancy cheese pizza.
Fair enough. If that's something you want to do, go ahead. I'm not going to hold it against you. Well, no, I am. If it's just a plain cheese pizza with normal like tomato sauce and cheese and that's it.
Yeah.
That tells me you're a picky eater or something.
There is nothing wrong with wanting just a cheese pizza. Cheese pizza is delicious.
At some point in life, you should be getting a pizza with vegetables on it.
You get vegetables on your pizza all the time.
How?
It's called tomato sauce,
That's
Chad.
Not a vegetable.
Fine. It's a fruit, but it's still kind of like
you
a vegetable.
You should have some sort of pepper.
No,
or some
no,
sort of
no,
mushroom.
No, no, no,
or,
no,
or
no.
Heaven forbid, a pineapple.
No,
but
no,
that's
listen,
another debate.
That's, no, that,
that's
that
another
debate. Makes me mad. Your pineapple
on pizza is fine.
Delicious. It's
fine.
Delicious. But I think we need to make it more acceptable for adults to order a cheese pizza and not feel ridiculed about it. Because if you are going to do that, you should not be allowed to order something called boneless wings. Call them chicken nuggets.
Okay, hold on. Have you ever ordered a pizza at a restaurant and had somebody stand up and go, "How dare you, sir?"
No, but I'm sure it'll happen soon.
Chad and Evan Daly.
New thing going on the TikToks. Kind of like a date night idea.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it in the comfort of your own home, or you could do it, say, out at one of those paint nights.
Ah.
The TikTokers.
People just get drunk on wine at those things anyway.
Oh, yeah, good time.
Then say, I can paint.
TikTok, paint your spouse or friend night. Okay, so you're doing that with a friend, whatever, you have some fun. But I feel this could cause a lot of breakups or divorces if you're doing a paint your spouse, because people get easily offended. But you have to go into this with like, hey, listen, you know I have zero artistic skill whatsoever.
Yeah.
Please just accept how awful my painting is going to be because you're more attractive than what I'm going to paint. I would call it abstract, no matter what. This is just an abstract painting.
It's a Picasso version of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, your ear is your nose, but that's okay.
I cannot paint. I would not want to do this with Des because it would be awful.
I would never do this with Kelly either.
No, this would be brutal. She's a lot better than I am at painting,
I think, too.
Yeah.
So, I know I'm already an Adonis, so I'm not too worried about my image because I am beautiful, but... That being said,
I don't know how she thinks of my double chin, right? It's just like, you're just doing a facial portrait.
You and I would come out looking like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah?
And it would be somewhat honest. Right.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.